Okay, we're going to start the next perek. Perek Yud starts the next midah in Mesilas Yesharim, which is the midah of Nikius. As a hakdama to the perek, we got through, you know, the first midos of Zehirus and Zrizus, which pretty much, since at the beginning, we could fool ourselves into thinking that they apply to us, you know, regularly, as it says. Once you get to Nikius, we're talking about madregas that at least personally are beyond me. Okay, so we'll feel a little uncomfortable, you know, speaking about midos and madregas that are beyond us, we're not holding, we'll see what Nikias is totally being disassociated from the Yetzer Hara and only having pure intentions, completely clean. Okay, so again, we could fool ourselves saying we could be Zohir and could be Zrizim, but Nikiyim seems to be an absolute. And unless you've really mastered the Zehirus and the Zrizus, it's impossible to really be on the Madrig of Nikiyas. And I would imagine that there are others here like me who aren't holding by that. So so what are we learning about this for? As going through it myself, I felt like, what are we learning this for? It really doesn't apply to us. We're still holding by, you know, maybe HaTorah Meviyah, or maybe the Hakdama before that. I don't know where exactly we're holding here. But the truth is that Yiddishkeit is not all or nothing. And therefore, even though he speaks about the quintessence of this Midah in its perfection, but you can, you know, get a little bit of each Midah as you go along. So you may not be perfect in it, but there are aspects of our avoda that we do have in certain times or in certain ways or for certain things, nikias. It may not be for everything, and it may not be all the time. But there are times or specific compartments of what we do for certain things that we try to reach that we don't have a yitzhar hara for that specific thing. Right? So, therefore, it's kedai to learn about and to apply it where it applies specifically to us and not be totally frustrated that it doesn't apply to us across the board, but give that as an incentive to want to make it apply more. But all these midos, even though all of them are very, very high things, each one gets more and more, right? I would imagine they don't apply to all of us all the time in everything, so that we've really mastered the midah, but you can have a partial midah too in those areas where it can apply to you, where you're holding, or at certain times when a person really can, you know, jump ahead a little bit for temporarily, even if it's not permanent. So it's kedai to learn it and to incorporate it as much as you can and use it as an incentive and a goal to want to work towards that. We have a whole lifetime to work towards these mitzvos, so that's part of life struggle.
Even without that, just summarized that in order for a person to successfully grow at any level, a person has to know what the other higher levels are. A person know where he's going, what the different steps are, even to gain in the lower levels.
I agree with that. But sometimes if the level is so much beyond you, and you really feel that I'm not holding at all by that, so true, there's an inyan of being showy for the highest levels, but there's also an inyan that when you're faced with that and you realize that it's not lemaisa, that you get very frustrated and you say, I'm never going to reach that madrigas, what am I learning about it? And it makes you feel guilty that, well, if I'm not like that, then so you need to couple it with, yeah, it's a very, very fine thing to be showy for greater and greater madrigas. But unfortunately, if you don't use that she'ifa properly, being confronted with madregas that you're not holding by could be very negative and frustrating.
And I wasn't referring to just wanting to get to those levels, but understanding what they are.
Yeah, okay. But understanding what they are should give you an incentive to want to be there, right? And sometimes, again, understanding what they are makes you feel guilty. And not guilty in a positive way, which gives you the incentive to want to do it, but guilty in a negative way, like, I'm never going to do this anyway, so why should I learn about it and know that I'm not doing it? Which, better I shouldn't know about it and not do it. then know about it and not do it. So to avoid that, that's what the purpose of the Hakdama is.